This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're looking at the revoking of student visas of Chinese students in this country. Chris Baccia joining us live from Washington. Chris, can you talk about just this week the additional security on Chinese student visa holders and applicants?
Good morning. Well, that is the reason that the State Department cites for this action, and they're pretty light on detail here. They say Secretary Rubio will aggressively look to revoke visas for Chinese students in the United States, particularly those with CCP associations, Chinese Communist Party. But it's not clear how tight that connection needs to be. Do they have to have a membership card, or could their parent have a membership card? We just simply don't have those details at this point. But they do say that Chinese students who study, quote, critical fields, which might be certain sciences, think of nuclear physics, for example, that those types of students might be the sort that the State Department wants to do an extra check on their visa. But we don't exactly know what the scrutiny looks like at this point. Of course, they look at visas for international students as it is. Vetting is already baked into that process. So we don't have much clarity on what is new here. But what we know is that Chinese students in particular are going to get some sort of extra scrutiny as the Trump administration ramps up its approach toward international students in particular. Some folks have called this discriminatory. That's what the Chinese embassy here in Washington said. And you've heard a handful, not many, but a handful of Democrats level the same accusation here. But you sort of in the middle of this are Chinese students who are left just wondering what comes next. Some 300,000 of them study in the United States, which is more than any country besides India. And so those students are really left wondering what's next.
You know, depending on who you ask, you know, who has CCP ties, it could be everybody, or it could be a little more narrow. I'm wondering if they're following the money. In other words, if their schooling is being paid for by something they can tangibly connect to the government in China, if that might be the determining factor.
It's a good question. I mean, what it would mean is, I think, way more intensive work than is already involved to process Chinese students into the country. But we do know that upper echelon of Chinese society, it does see those CCP connections more frequently. And we do know that lots of Chinese students come to the United States paying full tuition and here ready to pay tuition, which is something that U.S. universities love, and they would argue that it subsidizes the education of middle or lower income Americans who can go to school on scholarship. So whatever the process that the State Department wants to initiate now, it's important to note that they mention the Department of Homeland Security in their statement. So DHS is going to be involved here, which is more involved with border protection and deportations. But whatever that process is, we just don't know exactly what it looks like now.
Well, Chris, thank you for the update. Chris Baccia joining us live this morning from Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.